Cactus League spring training is underway in the Valley, and this year, five new baseball greats have been inducted into the Cactus League Hall of Fame.
Frank Robinson was the first black manager in the major leagues with the Cleveland Indians in 1975. We put him into the Hall of Fame this year. Bob Uecker, the famous broadcaster and TV personality, Mr. Belvedere, we put into the Hall of Fame. Gaylord Perry, the famous spitball pitcher who won 300 games and is in the regular Hall of Fame as well. And then a couple of guys that were more localized here, and these are the ones I think are the most interesting. Derek Moore, the Lemonade Man, which a lot of fans know about him. And Yosh Kawano, a Japanese-American who was the clubhouse manager for the Chicago Cubs for about 60 years.
That's Charlie Vassalero. He's a baseball historian and a freelance writer who covers the Cactus League here every year. He worked with the Hall of Fame this year to put together biographies of each of the inductees. And when he started researching that last one, Yosh Kawano, he came across something really interesting. Not only was Kawano the longtime clubhouse manager for the Cubs, he was also interned with his family at the Post and War Relocation Center in Arizona during World War II in 1942.
He stowed away on a boat when he was 12 years old in Los Angeles to be a bat boy for the White Sox and Cubs out in Catalina Island and then later in Pasadena. So for 2 years he did this when he was 12 and 13. 1942 comes, he's 14, he gets interned with his family, and the first thing he does is write a letter to the White Sox old manager, Jimmy Dykes, and he says, "Remember me? I was your bat boy a couple of years ago. I'm in a camp in Arizona. Get me out of here." He writes a letter to the director of the camp and says, "You've got one of our employees in there. Is it all right if you release him? We'd like him to come." So he ends up going back to Chicago at 14, becoming the assistant clubhouse manager, and then 10 years later becoming the clubhouse manager, a job he held until 2008. His hat that he used to wear, this fisherman's cap that he used to wear, is in the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown.
And Kawano's story reminded him of a relatively unknown piece of Arizona baseball history. During World War II in our state, there were five Japanese internment camps here, and they each had their own baseball team. It was a league that speaks to the Japanese tradition of baseball and the American immigrant experience, Vassalero told me. I went out to the Scottsdale Stadium recently to sit in the stands with him and learn more about it all.
Baseball in Japan goes back just as far as it does here, basically. A school teacher named Horace Wilson brought the game to Japan in around 1870 or 1872, somewhere around then. So the game is their national pastime as well in Japan. And that wave of Japanese immigrants who came to America brought with them baseball. They were already baseball players. And by the time World War II happened and the internment camps were opened here in Arizona and California and other places, one of the means of coping, and these are Japanese Americans, these are people who were living in the country, they were citizens, and one of the means of coping with life in the internment camp was to play ball. And they built their own stadiums, they charged admission for games, they had newspaper coverage in the camp, and the internment camp newspapers. So all this is pretty well documented, even though a lot of people don't know about it. It's a fun thing to research.
So this was an entire league. How did it start?
A guy named Kenichi Zenimura. Let's call him the father of the Japanese professional leagues. Just like the Negro Leagues, Japanese Americans were excluded and segregated from Major League Baseball. So in places like Fresno, California, and Washington State, and Utah, Colorado on the west, there were Japanese teams that played in their own leagues. And Zenimura was the founder of these leagues. And then he was interned, like everybody else, in 1942. And the first thing he did was build a ballpark in the Gila River internment camp, and he developed a very sophisticated league. There were dozens of teams playing at different levels, mostly based on the ability, not the age. If you were a good player, regardless if you were 15 or 35, if you were good enough to play at the highest level, you play at the highest level. The players in the internment camps were allowed to leave the internment camps to play against other teams in other camps. They were the only people allowed to do this.
So we think of baseball and we think of the American pastime, right?
Yeah.
But Japan has had a longer history of baseball. Tell us more about that.
Well, the game was brought to Japan shortly after it was created, you know, in 1870. But In recent years, we've had huge waves of Japanese players make their way into the major leagues. This year, the most high-profile free agent signing in all of baseball was Shohei Ohtani, who is a two-way player, a pitcher and a position player for the Los Angeles Angels. They signed him at a relatively affordable price, except for the $20 million fee they had to pay to his previous team, the Nippon Ham Fighters, which also conducts spring training here in Arizona at Salt River Fields. So the connections between Japanese-American baseball and Japanese baseball here in Arizona are pretty strong. The media crush for Ohtani's debut at Diablo Stadium for his first game was incredible. They had to create auxiliary media spaces out in the stands, in the press box. The reporters were literally sitting on the floor covering the game because there were not enough seats for them to sit in.
Right. Baseball is a big deal in Japan, right? So what do you think it means that somebody like Yoshi Kuano is being inducted into the Hall of Fame here in Arizona for the Cactus League?
Well, I think it's a timely message. I think there are lessons to be learned from history. The story of the internment camp is that these were American citizens that were imprisoned. And the two camps in Arizona, in Poston and Gila River, immediately became the third and fourth largest cities in the state of Arizona, behind Phoenix and Tucson. Cities inhabited by prisoners. There's no other way to put it. I think there's a modern-day analogy to be drawn to what's going on here, and I think that this, the story of the internment camp baseball leagues, of course we love the baseball part of it, but the bigger picture is the story of what happens to waves of immigrant classes, how people are treated. It's not all so pretty.
All right, Charlie, thanks so much for having me out.
Thank you, Lauren. It's a pleasure.
Charlie Vassalero is a baseball historian who covers the Cactus League. And if you want to know more about internment camp baseball, later this month at the Scottsdale Civic Center Library, the Arizona Spring Training Experience and the Cactus League Hall of Fame will host a screening of the film American Pastime and a Q&A with its producer about the tradition of Japanese-American baseball.